Where's the microphone?
Yeah, that's all right.
The novel is tentatively entitled The Brothers Cadwallader. Cadwallader being a Welsh name. Projected length about 600 pages, consisting of 12 sections of 50 pages each, 12 chapters. The father is called David or David Cadwallader. He is a ship's cook. He's on the Titanic and escapes from it unhurt. In New York, becomes a cook on dry land, marries the daughter of the keeper of a Russian restaurant, and when the father of the girl dies, becomes the owner of it. There's also a brownstone house. But he goes back to Wales to see his dying father, who's been seeing his own father in Sydney, New South Wales, discovers that a lot of money's been left for him, including a chunk of gold mined at Ballarat, Victoria. He can't believe his luck, and he joins the army in order to test it. Emerges from the war, First World War, totally intact, and begets three children. These three children are called Howell, who was born in 1915, Ivan, who was born in 1917, and Reese, who was born about 1924. The novel is mainly about the second son, Ivan, who has education like the others. One of them becomes professor of philosophy. The third one becomes subcurator of the Metropolitan Museum in New York. And Ivan, whom the book is really about, becomes a newspaper cartoonist. But first he has to serve in the army, and before that he has to be compelled to serve in the International Brigade in Spain, where he sees the infamy of the Russians, although of course he's half Russian himself, sees the infamy of the Nazis, discovers about the infamy of Monte Cassino, the infamy of Dresden, and at the end of the war, as a Russian speaker, sends an interpreter to a camp in England where Russians wearing German uniform are to be repatriated under the Yalta Agreement. Ivan goes with them on a ship to Murmansk, which is to be used to transport former British prisoners of war back home, and sees what the Russians mean to do with these victims of Yalta. Clothed, equipped by the British Army, they're stripped of all these things as soon as they land, then they're shot. Can hardly believe it, but it's true. He wants to do something about it, but can't. When he leaves the army, he has the intention of shooting Winston Churchill. Goes to see him in his house, because he's out of office now, Chartwell, to find the old man painting in the garden. And he just can't do it. He'd like to kill Stalin as well. Can't do that either. A terrible disillusion begins to hold him. And really we're concerned with his madness more than anything else. His brother, who is a philosopher, tells him that you can't feel emotion about something that's in the past. And says the only way you can shed emotion is through finding an artificial object such as a work of art. He tells him one of the stories corresponding to the story of the Grand Inquisitor in The Brothers Karamazov, which is about Christ in Auschwitz. He has help, but not completely. Ivan determines to cut himself off totally from the state, to which he will not pay taxes. The state is evil. Lives alone in a little cottage away from the world, sending off his harmless cartoons to a newspaper. Then some youths break in and kill very, very slowly his dog. He himself manages to nearly kill one of the youths in question and is had up in court on a charge of attempted manslaughter. The bitterness increases, and it takes various forms, and also takes on quite ingenious contrivances to get the better of the state in general. For instance, in 1938, near Carleon on the River Usk, during a dig, what is possibly the city of King Arthur, is discovered. King Arthur is identifiable with Cadwallader, which of course is the family name, last real king of Wales. There is evidence that King Arthur did in fact carry with him into battle a walrus ivory statue of the Virgin Mary, which is no longer there, of course. It is discovered that this was taken by Benedictine monks during the Anglo-Saxon invasion to Monte Cassino in Italy, removed for safety by the Germans, confiscated by the Germans, taken to East Germany, and eventually confiscated by the Russians and ending up in the Hermitage Museum. Ivan takes it upon himself, with the aid of his curator brother, to get this out of Russia, and succeeds. Does both speak Russian very well, having a Russian mother. The Russians discover it and demand it back from the British government, and indeed take a hostage, which hostage released when the statue was returned to the Hermitage, the national Soviet treasure. That's as far as we get, but eventually Ivan has to come to realise the nature of reality, that the past does not exist, the past has no capacity to generate emotion, cannot have. The future doesn't exist, and all we have is the present, but the present must not have any shadows cast upon it by the past. This drives him totally mad. When he thinks he's terminally ill, he makes his last effort to avenge himself and everybody else on the state, and attempts to assassinate a member of the Russian KGB. That's as we get.